This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. ABC News reports, New South Wales crossbencher Alex Greenwich will on Thursday notify the Parliament of his proposed equality legislation. The reforms include banning gay conversion practices, allowing transitioning without surgery, and giving protection to intersex children from sterilisation. The independent member for Sydney said, "These are all things that other Labor state governments have delivered, and New South Wales has been falling behind other states and territories when it comes to LGBTQ+ rights." The proposed will also include to establish a civil response scheme to mediate complaints. NBC News reports, the shooter who pleaded guilty to killing five people and injuring 17 others at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs was sentenced to life in prison on Monday. Anderson Lee Aldrich, 23, who identifies as non-binary, walked into the popular Club Q on November 19, 2022 and opened fire. The shooter was charged with 323 criminal counts, including first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, first- and second-degree assault, and bias-motivated crimes. The sentencing was expected to close the chapter on one of the worst mass killings in Colorado history, but the grief experienced by family and friends of the victims, as well as the survivors, will continue indefinitely. The victims were aged between 22 and 40. Japan Times reports, hundreds of people wearing pink attended Singapore's annual Pink.LGBTQ+ rally on Saturday, the first to be held since the city's statewide decriminalisation of gay sex last year. Brandishing rainbow flags and sporting glittery makeup, participants gathered in a downtown park, the only place in Singapore where protests are allowed without a police permit. And finally, Q News reports, Aussie diva Trevor Ashley has been named runner-up on the drag singing show Queen of the Universe. The Sydney stage star appeared in season 2 of the show and was one of the 10 queens from around the world who were singing in their real voices for the title and $250,000 prize money. In the finale, Trevor was pipped at the post by Mexican drag star Tiger Brava, with Italy's Aura Eternal coming in third. Trevor commented that she was nervous about going on the show. She said the experience was mind-blowing and hoped that they'd done her country proud and shown Aussie humour and talent the best they could. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sports report.
Paralympic rower Nikki Ayers and rowing partner Jed Altschwager have smashed a world record and won gold in Paralympic rowing at the 2023 World Rowing Cup in Italy. The talented duo achieved a personal best in the 2 kilometre final and now have their sights set on the World Rowing Championships in Belgrade in September and the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. 32-year-old Ayers is an Australian Institute of Sport ambassador for the Thrive with Pride program and took the opportunity with full support from her team to fly the Pride flag to acknowledge Pride Month. National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman has stated that the wearing of speciality jerseys during the hockey warm-up sessions, which includes a Pride jersey, is a distraction.
I've suggested that it would be appropriate for clubs not to change their jerseys in warm-ups because it's become a distraction and taking away from the fact that all of our clubs in some form or another host nights in honour of various groups or causes.
During the interview with Sportsnet, Bettman went on to say Pride jerseys will continue to be sold. And trans man Patricio Manuel has won his third straight boxing match in the men's category at Golden Boy Fight Night in California. Manuel, a biological female, defeated Alexander Gutierrez after 4 rounds with unanimous decision. Prior to transgender surgery in 2013, Manuel was a 5-time national amateur women's boxing champion and in 2018 became the first transgender pro boxer in US history.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.